hundreds of peaceful African-American demonstrators marched for voting rights in Selma, Alabama 50 years ago.
As the civil rights demonstrators made their way across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, they were met on the other side by a group of state police officers who attacked them.
The violent images outraged the nation, drawing national attention to the denial of voting rights for millions of African Americans.
I had to go to the courthouse, stand in line, and vote.
50 years later, civil rights activist Nims Gay returned to the Birmingham courthouse, where he and other blacks questioned white county officials who rejected their constitutional right to vote.
What you're really trying to do is intimidate these people, and by making them stand in the rain, keep them from registering to vote.
Why do you think you're superior to me? Don't you realize from one blood all nations flow? Or is that something you don't understand? You see, that irritates them. But see, don't worry about nobody. Irritate nobody. When you're right, you're right. And when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Following legal challenges, blacks were allowed to vote. He says the fight was hard but worth it.
A voteless people is a hopeless people. Don't care whether you're black, white, green, or gray. If you can't vote, you're messing up.
Retired teacher Gene Smiley was among the first blacks allowed to vote in Montgomery, Alabama.
A lot of people around in Montgomery and surrounding areas, so many of them were really afraid to go and try to vote.
If you had a job, just trying to register was enough to get you fired. And in addition to that, they would even fire some of your relatives.
Days after Bloody Sunday, Hank Sanders marched with Martin Luther King and thousands to Alabama's capital, Montgomery.
The power of the vote was seemed so powerful to those who had it that they didn't want anybody else to have it. And they were doing everything they could. They were using every mechanism at their disposal to stop it.
The accomplishments that we made didn't occur by themselves.
Civil rights lawyer Fred Gray, who represented King, won a court ruling to allow the successful march from Selma to Montgomery.
It is the effort of American Negroes to secure for themselves the full blessings of American life.
Gray says less than 5 months later, President Lyndon Johnson signed the 1965 Voting Rights Act into law.
Voting rights was a key because it opened the door for so many other things. Because if you get people to vote, they can elect individuals to office. These individuals who are elected in office have the power to appoint hundreds of other people to elective office.
I do believe.
Back in Birmingham, Nims Gay sings the civil rights anthem that inspired him and so many others in this struggle for equality.
The Lord is on our side today. Deep in my heart.
Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Birmingham, Alabama.
We shall overcome someday.